What we've done is to try and form a political party liaison committee through the help of National Democratic Institute. We had a visit to South Africa about 2 months ago where we took members of the political parties together with a team from the Electoral Commission to study the South African party liaison system. We've also borrowed from Ghana to see how the Electoral Commission has interacted with political parties. And the Constitution provides that, and also the Elections Act and the Political Parties Act, that we form national liaison committee and also committees at the county level. And we hope through these liaison committees we shall be able to interact with the political parties on various issues pertaining to elections, including conflict mitigation panels and peace committees. We've already taken regulations through the Political Party Liaison, National Liaison Committee. We've looked at the ballot paper colors and had the national committees look at them.
Well, Ambassador Nzibo, one critical thing that most Kenyans talk about is not to see a repeat of the 2007-2008 post-election violence. In this instance, how are you involving these political parties to ensure their members do not participate in any acts of violence during, before, during, and after the elections next year?
One of the methods that we're using is really voter education. We have developed a standard curriculum, and therefore we shall be soon embarking on voter education. We've accredited various education providers, voter education providers, because we want to have an education curriculum that would be mainly focusing on electoral issues rather than being partisan. And we're also involving political parties in conflict mitigation training. We are also providing them training on how to manage political party funding and how to strengthen their political party structures. As you know, one of the biggest problems we have in this country is really nomination. That is political party nominations. So we are encouraging, and we've seen this through the last three by-elections, that the political parties don't have clear democratic means of nominating their candidates. And that's a worrying factor. So we're encouraging political parties to form their own election boards so that they can nominate their candidates in a proper manner. As you know now, the Constitution provides also for independent candidates. Unfortunately, also, we've had to kill, and we're trying to kill the process of party hopping, where if you lose nomination in one party, you jump into another. Political parties appear to be like vehicles upon which people use to get to parliament, and people don't seem to believe, or leaders don't seem to believe in the ideologies of their political parties. So we're encouraging that, and also through regulations, we're encouraging that parties face with us proper instruments of, if they decide to unite, if they decide to form a coalition, so that in future, if there are disputes, we can agree on settling those disputes through political parties tribunal. But at the same time, we're encouraging political parties to abide by the code of conduct so that they respect the freedom of speech, they respect tolerance. We are watching with together with National Cohesion Commission issues of hate speech, to discourage Kenyans from insulting each other, from not respecting election laws and regulations. So we are working very closely with political parties and trying to, and also civic societies, to educate the public in terms of the democratic culture, because it's important that democratic culture take roots in this country.
So far, how has been the cooperation of these political parties? Are they demonstrating the will necessary for all these things to materialize in order to ensure that the vote is credible and that they will be involved in the entire process so they don't cry foul if things do not go their way?
If you notice, the last three by-elections we held, the one in Kajiado North where the former Minister Honorable Saitoti was the MP for over 20 years, in Kangema when Chuki was the minister, and in Viwa, the political parties worked very closely with us, and we were able to conduct these elections above board, and especially in Kajiado North, where people expected violence, where we had provided enough security because of what happened in 2007, We had even riot police at the tallying center in case there were any skirmishes. The results were accepted. There were no quarrels. The winning candidate went out to celebrate, and we've not had a single incident of violence or people rejecting those results. So we are hoping that as we become more transparent, more professional, the political parties themselves also will abide by the code of conduct. They will have proper processes of nomination. I noticed that ODM has already constituted a new elections board, so we hope that the people who have been appointed, including people like Professor Chacha, who is a well-renowned scholar, that they will be able to provide a system in which candidates who vary for political positions would accept the results of those nominations.